Jack.
Hello.
Shalom.
Welcome. Shalom. Mashlomcha. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
The Zohar today is in the Parasha of Naso, section 3, to do trespass against Hashem. This is
Leita Bakabi Orho Devakad
Barnasha Zil Biorko, Dioraita Mashich Ale, Rucha Kadisha Ila'a, Kada'a Adyeare, Ale Nuruach, Nimarom, Vikad Barnash Sate, Orcho Mashich Ale, Rucha Achara Misitra Achara, Dehu Sitra Demisava, The Sidra de Misava, it ar Misitra, the Nukba dit Homa, Rabad de Taman Madorin, the Ruchin Bishin, the Nazke Livne, Nashadi Krun Mazke, Alma de Ha Misitra, the Kayin Damna A Ishtakahu. Happy is a person who merits the Torah, to follow and adhere to his ways. When a person follows the ways of the Torah, he draws upon himself a holy supernal spirit. As it says, until a spirit be poured upon us from on high. When a person diverts his ways from the Torah, he draws upon himself a spirit from the other side, which is the unclean side. That defiled side awakens from the side of the hole of the great abyss, wherein lie the wicked spirits that harm people and are called the world's destroyers that originate in Cain. The Midrash teaches that Chava, Eve, had relations with the Satan. And then she had relations with Adam. And Adam also had relations with LL, the female aspect of Satan. And her name is spelled L-I-L-T-H-I-T-H. But we are recommended not to pronounce it, because you really don't want to call her to you. So Chava had these relations, and that the twin sons, or the two sons, because we're not sure they're twins, Cain, who was the firstborn and had the energy of the firstborn, and Abel, who was born with two sisters, as opposed to Cain, who was born with one sister. And Cain came out with the impurity that was injected into Chava through the relationship that she had with Satan. That's what this verse in the Zohar is alluding to and talking about when you divert from the Torah, because the only thing that keeps us from falling spiritually and keeps us from following the path of negativity is when we study Torah, when we connect to the Torah. As the Psalm says, or maybe it's Proverbs, that God created evil and he created the Torah as a spice to sweeten that evil. Verse 18. Vayitro bekadneta kumara la'ayim zayim chava. Ohahu sitar hava palach umashich ale rucha mehahu atar viad ikre keini levatar nifrad nikain vihitabak de bekucha berichu de kolman vihitabak de bekucha berichu Yave Pikude Oraita Kib Yakol Hu Kai Kien Almin Alma Dilela Yama Dilkata the Harp Muha Yasitem Otam Kiti. Yitro was originally a priest to idols, and he served that side. he drew upon himself a spirit of that side. Therefore, he was also called the Kenites later, since he separated from Cain and adhered to the Holy One, blessed be he. Whoever bonds to the Holy One, blessed be he, and performs the mitzvot of the Torah, it is as if he upholds the worlds, the world above and the world below. This was already explained, as it is written, and do them. There is a disagreement in Machlochet, an argument for the sake of heaven, to try and understand the meaning of Yitro and all of the aspects of Yitro. And why did Yitro convert to Judaism? And if he didn't convert to Judaism, why did Moses ask him to be the eyes of the nation? And what does it mean to be the eyes of the nation? There's lots of coded words in this discussion. But what is revealed to me, what I sense is the correct answer. And it's a way of understanding the halakha. The Orthodox community teaches, and validly so, that the only conversions are those of people who have Jewish souls, or for some reason were not born to learn the mitzvot in a family that did the mitzvot. And so they eventually come to understand that their path is to do a conversion, and they need to do that in the Orthodox manner. And that is the only halakhically acceptable Jewish person who does not have a Jewish mother. Now, here we have Yitro, who didn't have a Jewish mother. Did he convert or didn't he? And then we have this other aspect of the non-Jewish person, the righteous Gentile, who was able to do all of the mitzvot except for those related to the Kohen, because obviously he cannot be a Kohen in this particular lifetime. But all of the 10 Esser Dibrot, he is able to study. All of the 613 mitzvot, he is able to study, except those that are part of the Kohenim. And so given all of that, the answer to me, did Yitro convert or not, is that he did not convert halakhically. But he, being a person searching for truth, realizing that God is the truth, wanted to get closer to God. And so he started to perform the mitzvot and to study the mitzvot. And that is the balance point of why Yitro was asked to be the eyes. The wisdom from outside of the nation, because we cannot see ourselves. We can only see through our mirrors, who are the people we interact with, the people we have tikkunim with. And Yitro was asked to be the eyes of the nation, to show the nation the truth of itself. Verse 19. V'kol man di'avar al pikudei oraita ki v'yakol pagim le'ela pagim le'tata pagim le'garme pagim le'kol almin metal le'imnun pafreshe yamin de'shate bi'arba kam chad shatya ve'nayhu Baal Nakva Vedomer. Anyone who transgresses the mitzvot of the Torah, he, as it were, makes a flaw above and impairs below. He becomes flawed and impairs the whole universe. This is similar to the seafarers on a ship. When a fool among them stands up and wishes to punch a hole in the boat, his neighbor asks him, "Why are you drilling?" And he answers, "Why are you concerned? I am drilling only under my own spot." He replies, "Because we'll both drown in the boat together." This, it's an amazing verse. This verse is hinting at the whole idea that it is our responsibility to admonish someone who is doing something that we know to be wrong, whatever that wrong means, and that's open for discussion. In today's world, it is taught by the philosophers of Western philosophy, of Western civilization, that everything is okay to do as long as it's two consenting adults, as long as they are not hurting anybody. And this verse in the Torah comes to explain exactly how that cannot be true. But since we're all in the same boat, the world, and we interact with each other and can hurt the world, the lower level, we can hurt ourselves, the lower level, and the upper levels of the universe and the spiritual worlds. And all of this is part of the issue. And it's our responsibility to say to somebody, "You're hurting me. You're hurting yourself." But there is one proviso in those statements. That proviso is very real and frequently forgotten. Do you love this person? Yes, you don't like his actions, but do you love this person? Do you love this person's soul? And unless you love this person's soul, you have no ability, and it is incorrect for you to admonish that person. And at the same time, because you don't love him yet, as we will all rise to that level, the fact that you cannot say to him, cannot admonish him, you are having the effect of his negativity. That chaos is coming into your life in however, whatever way the Creator determines it's appropriate for you. So the point is, stop disliking people. Learn to love them so you can admonish them when they are doing what you consider wrong. Because if you admonish someone, their chaos, their negativity, their actions that are negative, that create chaos in the world, that negativity will not impact you. But if you do not love them and do not admonish them, their negativity will impact you. They will drill in the boat, and we will both drown. Verse 20. Ki Adam avu berit Adam avar al pikuda chad yoraita garim le legarme garme mita vegaram lekol alma pagim veela pagim letata vehahu chovat al ya adikayem. Kuchabarichu alma, Kamil kadmin deitavar, Ahu paginu, me alma, Hahidikti bilacha malet nenetzach v'umacha. Hashem Elohim dima me'al kol panim begomer. Ukich ki yasu mikol. Atota adam ha'adam adam kadma'a. Therefore, when a man or a woman shall commit that men, meaning Adam, the Hebrew is Adam, is referring to Adam, as it is written, but they, like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. Adam transgressed one mitzvah in the Torah, and he caused death to himself, and he caused to the universe a blemish above and a blemish below. That sin is still impending upon the Holy One, blessed be He. He will restore the universe to its original state when that flaw will disappear from the world. It is written, He will destroy death forever. That's actually a corrupted translation. I'll discuss it in a minute. And Hashem Elohim will wipe away tears from all faces. Therefore, it is written here, shall commit any sin that Adam commit, with Adam referring to the first man. And that is answering the question that I was asking from the first verse of this section, that a man or a woman shall commit any sin that Adam committed. What did Adam commit? Adam was given a to-do mitzvah, or a not-to-do mitzvah. Only one. One not-to-do mitzvah, not to eat from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And he did. And he created this chaos called death. He allowed death into the world. He didn't create death. He allowed it to come into the world. He created that effect. And this verse in the Zohar is starting to explain that we are still committing that same error, that same mistake. We still eat from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, instead of connecting to the tree of life, which is the Torah. Verse 21. Limo ma'al b'ashem deman de'ipuk me'rachame v'yankam min dinahu garim v'gimu v'gomer. Yad Rachamana Lishazvan Mechavaya Yaveh Techai Alma Umin Pagimu Vilchon Kama Zakain Mistalke Paginaihu Barko Ma Degarme Leela Vitata. To do trespass against Hashem. Because whoever abandons mercy and draws on judgment causes a flaw. Therefore, the merciful one should redeem us from the wicked of this world and from their damages, as many righteous pass away because of them, on top of what they cause to happen above and below. This is an aspect that is really hard for people to understand. And it goes to that age-old question, why do bad things happen to good people? We have tzaddikim in the world. We have righteous people in the world, and they suffer. Why do they suffer? Their suffering, their acceptance of the negativity of the chaos in their life, it is done for the purpose of sharing. It is done so that by one person experiencing this chaos and truly feeling this pain on a level that many, many people cannot feel, this satisfies and balances the world. And therefore, thousands, if not millions of people do not have to perish, do not have to suffer similar events, does not have to have additional chaos in their life. How can that be? No man is responsible for another man. No one's errors, no one's mistakes will impact another person. And yet, we're in the boat. If one is drilling, they all drown. We all drown. How do we reconcile these concepts? It's difficult to understand, but it isn't difficult to understand. It comes from the concept of a generation. This righteous person is part of the generation. He has a job to do as part of the generation. The person who's making the mistake as part of the generation. And so the effect of all of the people, the righteous person accepts in a sharing action to receive the chaos that would otherwise go to many, many people of that generation. So the Zohar here is praying that Hashem will remove the wicked from the world. And as I said earlier, that it was a corrupted translation, Bila Hamavet Lanetzach. Bila Hamavet is swallowing death, not eliminating death. Death is part of the left column. It's an attribute that is necessary. Why do people have to die? Because of the concept of the dust of a chet, the dust of the sin. Yes, Hashem will remove it. Yes, Hashem will swallow death forever. And as we've been asking the last few weeks in our classes, where does the darkness go when you turn on the light? The darkness goes into the light. And that's the meaning of Bila Hamavet Lanetzach. Darkness doesn't disappear. Darkness is swallowed. It goes into the light. It becomes part of the light. And its strength, its power, its essence is used by the right column, by the sharing column, in support of what the right column needs to do. There's nothing wrong with negativity, with making mistakes, as long as you understand that you're to learn from that mistake. That's the idea of swallowing death forever. Does anybody have any questions?
I think it's very clear.
Baruch Hashem. We will speak to you tomorrow. Well, yes, tomorrow is still not yet the Hag, so we'll have a class at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then you are, as we discussed yesterday, you're planning on attending, correct? For Shavuot.
What is that?
Baruch Hashem.
When is that?
I'm sorry?
It's tomorrow night?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow night. I don't know what the timing of the show that you go to. So you said you'd look that up. But I'm making sure. It's very important.
Okay. Give it a shout.
We'll speak to you soon. Shalom.